This is an RNIB talking book.
An Imaginative Experience by Mary Wesley.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
An Imaginative Experience by Mary Wesley. For Tessa Sale. Chapter 1. The sheep lay on its back in the centre of the field with its legs in the air. As the intercity train ground to a halt, an acrid smell from the brakes percolated through the first-class carriages. One of the passengers sneezed. From his corner seat, Sylvester Wicks could see the long line of carriages curve round the perimeter of a green field, in the centre of which was posed the upended animal, and sense as the train settled to its stop the creaks and groans of protesting metal. Around him, voices queried, "Why are they stopping?" Hope not to miss connections, voice distrust of British Rail, and made odious comparison with the incomparable train services of France, Germany, Switzerland, and Italy. Then there came the abrupt slam of a train door, and into his line of vision a figure came racing. Sylvester pulled his reading glasses down his nose and reached for his bifocals. The figure, though trousered, was female. She reached the sheep, leaned down, gripped it by its fleece, heaved it to its feet, and, still gripping, held it upright on tentative hooves. "What's going on?" A passing passenger leaned familiarly across Sylvester from the aisle to squinny out of the window. He smelled of tobacco and alcohol. Sylvester drew back in his seat. "Half a mo," said the man, as though Sylvester had spoken. "Let's focus the old binoculars. I've been birdwatching."